признайся мені, звідки в тебе ті чари? Я без тебе всі дні у полоні печалі. Може, десь у лісах, де чар зілля шукала, сонце руту знайшла і мене зчарувала. Червону руту не шукай вечорами, ти у мене єдина, тільки ти. Повір, бо твоя врода, то є чистая вода, то є бистрая вода синіх гір. Бачу я тебе в снах у дібровах зелених, по забутих стежках ти приходиш до мене. І не треба нести мені квітку надії, бо давно уже ти увійшла в мої мрії. Шукай вечорами, ти у мене єдина, тільки ти. Повір, бо твоя врода, то є чистая вода, то є бистрая вода синіх гір. Є бистрая вода синіх гір. Твоє бистрая вода синіх гір.
And from Calgary, Alberta, that was a group called Jito from their first CD, which is self-titled Jito, and that means, of course, rye. And that song was an Iva Suk classic, Червона Рута, The Red Rue. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. З вами Павліна Макворі. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. It's nice to have you with us. We have a great program lined up for you on Ukrainian Food Flair. Sylvia Molnar will be along to talk about pears, a very seasonal fruit. And Keith Perron will be along with Ukraine News Outlook, and he has stories for you on Ukrainian Independence Day in Ukraine. I don't know if you call them celebrations, but he'll fill you in on that, as well the situation with drinking water in Ukraine. As well, we'll have our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and plenty of great Ukrainian music. And yes, the emphasis is on plenty. We had an anonymous listener request asking for more music and less talk, so we are going to accommodate that request today. Coming up next on the musical lineup is the Kiev Pops, and this is a fairly new acquisition to the Nash Holos Music Library. And it is Ella, the Boston Pops. Here they are now, Kiev Pops, with traditional Ukrainian folk song, Розпрягайте, хлопці, коні, Unharness the Horses.
Mm-hmm. You can now hear programs from PCJ Radio while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. It's free and just takes a few seconds. Then during registration, hit the promo code box and enter PCJ to get automatically entered to win $100. For more information, go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on their Stitcher logo on the right menu. PCJ Radio on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio.
Верховинка, дай мне Вилинску, курику-ку, ку-ку-ку-ку. Пришел Доня Верховинец, Верховинка, дай мне Вилинску, курику-ку-ку-ку.
Я бы тобі Вилинець дала, ку-ку-ку.
Я бы тобі Вилинець дала, як без ради не пояла, курику-ку-ку.
Дивися зради моєї, ку-ку-ку.
Дивися зради моєї, слухай, дівка, ради моєї, ку-ку-ку-ку. Дивися зради моєї, слухай, дівка, ради моєї, ку-ку-ку-ку.
Іди до лісу зеленого, ку-ку-ку.
Іди до лісу зеленого, стрінеш хлопця молодого,
біле личко, ку-ку-ку.
Цілуй його, біле личко, верховинка, чарівничко, ку-ку-ку, ку-ку.
Цілу нічку цілувала, ку-ку-ку.
Цілу нічку цілувала, аж зозуля закувала, ку-ку-ку.
Ой, коли сой на бочку, вершечок зірвала.
Буду я кукала.
где свой навычку прошучок сервал. Ой, где свой навычку прошучок сервал.
Буду я кукана на зелени сосни. Ой, покинь мне навычку прошучок выросне.
Ой, покинь мне навычку прошучок выросне. Ой, покинь мне навычку прошучок выросне. Ой, покинь мне навычку прошучок выросне.
And a couple of tunes for you there from that wonderful CD I picked up in Ukraine of 200 MP3s of traditional Ukrainian folk songs. That one you just heard was by Vatra, and it was Zozulinka Bila, a white cuckoo bird, and before them Dva Kolore, two colors, and Oy Nahori Bili Kamin, on the hill is a white rock. Coming up next is a group from Poland called Berkut, and this is from their CD Berkut 3, and a song called Zdala Matesina, a sad song about a mother who sees her son off to war, and unfortunately he does not return. Here they are now, Berkut with Zdala Matesina.
Zdala Matesina І з походу ждала давно, давно. Перший рік минає, другий рік чекає письмо, письмо. Вже давно вернулись товариші його до хат, до хат. А в рідної неньки очі вже від сльозів болять, болять. Знову їх чекає вона, а від сина свісточки, а листа від сина нема. Десять літ минуло, якби вчора була весна, весна. Ждала мати сина, а його з походу нема, нема. Вже наступне літечко знову їх чекає.
And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello! Everybody loves smooth and creamy desserts with refreshing fruit flavor. I have a great pear dessert in custard that's very easy to make any time. In a pinch, you could use canned pears, but fresh pears, of course, are the best. Like peaches, pears are best when they are picked ripe. If they are very green, they will never develop a juicy, sweet taste. Bartlett on the market in the summer are excellent, both raw and cooked. But my suggestion to you is to buy a little pear tree of your own from a nursery and plant it in your front or backyard for future consumption. It's a very special thing to do, and believe me, a great experience to watch it grow. Most everybody has enough space. When I was in Ukraine, I was really impressed with the large number of fruit trees in everybody's yards. Plums, apples, cherries, peaches, pears, apricots, walnuts, all in one yard. It can be done. In our backyard here in Vancouver, my parents had 2 plums, a peach tree, 2 apples, sour cherries, sweet cherry, a walnut tree, and, of course, a pear tree. Yes, all on a 33-foot lot. When I was in Ukraine, I had the opportunity of planting a pear seed in the yard of my father's birthplace in Sabanilka. I often wonder if it is growing for me and my relatives. I hope so. I have a feeling it is. Now for the recipe. Pears in custard, Ukrainian style. You'll need 2 cups water, 1/4 cup sugar, juice of 1/2 a lemon, 6 pears, pared, halved, and cored, 2 eggs, 3 tablespoons sugar, 1 cup scalded milk, 1 teaspoon vanilla. For the syrup, you'll need to bring the sugar, water, and lemon juice to a boil. Cook the pears in the syrup until tender. Remove the pears and place in a serving dish. Beat the eggs, stir in the sugar, then add the scalded milk along with 1 cup of the boiling syrup. Cook the custard in a double boiler over hot water until the custard coats a metal spoon. Add the vanilla and pour the sauce over the pears. Chill and garnish with a few fresh strawberries, if desired. And remember, plant a pear tree. Try it. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Радощі наші печалі. Боремось за правду, за добро. Господи, благослови наш край. Жить, любити, вірити, навчай. Діти ми твої, молимось тобі. Ти в проханні нам не відкажи. Ми сини і дочки на святу роботу всі підемо, у міста, у села, у куточки. Боже слово людям донесе. Господи, благослови наш край. Любити, вірити, навчай. Діти ми твої, молимось тобі. Ти в проханні нам не відкажи. Господи, благослови наш край. Жити, любити, вірити, навчай.
And from Ukraine, that was Kvartet Bernike, and that was four members of the Bernik family, which very graciously hosted our group in Ukraine a month or so ago. We were enjoying some wonderful food and music at their table, their very generous table. And that song is just an example of some of the Christian music taking Ukraine by storm. And this is a family that very much contributes to that industry. And that song was from one of their many CDs. It is called Nash Krai, Our Country. Well, coming up next, we're going to bring it closer to home. We have Millennia next from Edmonton from their CD called Zhitya and a song called Kiev and Me, My Kiev.
Море зелене, тихий день догора. Дороги ми для мене стали схили Дніпра. Де колишуться віти закоханих мрій. Як тебе не любити? Тебе не любити, Києве мій. Цякани, серце в них перелю. Хай розкажуть кохані, як я вірно люблю. Буду мріяти жити на крилах надій. Як тебе не любити, Києве мій. Буду мріяти тебе не любити, Києве мій. Мене місто мирним лагідним сном, тем вогні, як на міста, розцвіли над Дніпром, вечори оксаміти, мов щастя прибій, як тебе не любити, Києве мій. Вечори в оксаміті, мов щастя прибій, як тебе не любити.
Ukrainian News Outlook. Coming up, celebrations for 21st anniversary of independence. Drinking water in Ukraine is the most polluted in Eastern Europe. I'm Keith Parron. 21 years ago, the Ukrainian parliament declared independence from Moscow. This should have been a day to celebrate. But as we hear from Alexandra Molokolup, this day has turned into protest and discontent on the way the Ukrainian government has been dealing with its affairs.
Ukraine marks Independence Day, which occurred 21 years ago after the parliament declared independence following a failed secret plan attempt to remove the government in Moscow. Over the past 5 years, the festive mood during the celebration has been overshadowed by protests, rallies and discontent. This year's rally was called to defend Ukrainian language, which, as protesters say, has been harassed by the president and the parliament. A recently signed controversial law granted official status to the Russian language in regions where it is predominantly spoken. Protesters accuse authorities of ruining the state's sovereignty.
They are treading down our language, which is the symbol of the nation. Evidently, they are shattered-brained. We hope the next parliament will return to subject. We are not letting it remain as it is.
Many believe the new language law was a measure to mobilize votes ahead of the government's campaign for parliamentary elections in October.
Polls show about 13% of Ukrainians support incumbent president, while the parliament meets 4% of public support. Eventually, 72% of Ukrainians do not get any size of social prospects.
Ukrainians say 2 decades of independence have planted deep disappointment among society. Protesters believe the language law was a step backwards, which has polarized unimpeded Ukrainian society.
Our civil society is still in the making. People are quite passive and indifferent. However, we have that little zealousness that will help launch changes.
Polls show about half of Ukraine's population feel uncomfortable in their own country, with about one-third of citizens striving to immigrate. People also show discontent regarding corruption, state's financial dependence, lack of democracy and freedoms.
Authorities are willing to lock up oppositionists, but they will not lock up people. As Europeans, we're looking for liberty, freedom, and democracy. Time will tell. I'm sure something will change after the elections.
Both incumbent authorities and opposition are cherishing hopes for October parliament election, which they both declare will change the country. Voters, however, say the trust is exhausted. Alexandra Molotkova, Kyiv.
Though there are around 70,000 rivers in Eastern Europe, more than half of the Ukrainian population consumes water which is well below the required quality standards. One of the most polluted rivers in Eastern Europe is located in Ukraine. Dario Digutz reports.
Ukraine faces a serious water deficit. Though there are around 70,000 rivers in the Eastern European country, more than a half of Ukrainians consume the water, which is below the required quality standards. The third largest river in Europe, Dnipro, which is the main source of drinking water in Ukraine, is considered to be the most polluted.
There was a time when Dnipro and Dniester were clear rivers, but today you may find any chemicals in the water. Tap water from Dnipro is not for drinking at all. Sometimes we can use it for cooking. However, I prefer bore water.
At least three major industrial cities lie along the Dnipro River. The metallurgy and chemical industries contaminate the basin with dangerous waste. The recent tests have revealed an extremely high concentrations of chloride, nitrate, and other chemicals in a tap water. The main reason behind this is an out-of-date sewerage equipment, which has not experienced any repair since the Soviet times.
In our plans to provide the laboratories with equipment for the control of drinking water and wastewater, we are going to start with regions where the situation is worst, its eastern regions. We will also invite private investors to support the governmental program.
To solve the problem of water deficit, the country's authorities have launched the project Drinking Water. According to it, within the next decade, the country will introduce the modern water treating equipment. Only at the first stage, this will cost around $1 billion of US dollars. However, the experts say the spending will have no effect without civil liability.
Not only plants, but people contaminate the rivers. Car tires, bottles, wooden blocks, all this stuff from the river basins runs into the sewerage system.
Experts also stress that to provide country with water, Ukrainians should reduce its usage. Today they are among the biggest consumers of water, paying for it the lowest tariff in Europe. The World Health Organization states that around 80% of all diseases are linked with consuming low-quality water. In Ukraine, it caused the flares of diphtheria and cholera during the last 2 years. Daria Digutz, Kiev.
And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukraine News Outlook. I'm Keith Parron.
Angel, що на своїй спині коник твій везе. Angel, з його очей синіх смерть повзе, повзе. Ейджа, чи не жінку твою коник той везе? Ейджа, чи не мертву жінку коник той везе? Я старий, я бачу, що зробив ти, Джо. Гей, Джо, як тепер ся маєш, кажи правду, Джо. Гей, Джо, лихо-лихо скоїв, що то буде, Джо. Джо, зраду заспокоїв, взяв за зброю, Джо. Гей, Джо, свинте
ще далеко, чого плачеш, Джо? Гей, Джо!
Скоїв, що то буде, Джо.
Yeah.
couple of contemporary Ukrainian tunes for you there. Bereteha Djukine, the Wild and Crazy Vipers Brothers, from their CD Shchaslivoye Doroge, which is the Ukrainian version of Bon Voyage. And that song was Dievchina z Kolomeyi, a girl from Kolomeya. And before them, you heard Vasya Club from a compilation CD and a very Ukrainianized version of a Jimi Hendrix classic, Hey Joe. UB from Edmonton up next with a ballad. This is an original composition that is about legend in Ukrainian-Canadian music. It is called The Ballad of Mickey Shepherd.
Well, the night that Mickey Shepherd died is a night I'll never forget. Some of the boys got loaded, drunk, and they ain't got sober yet. As long as the bottle was passed around, every man was there to stay. The Yogi came with a fiddle, some music for the play. That's how they show their respect for Mickey Shepherd. That's how they show their honor and their pride. They say it was a sin and shame, and they winked at one another. But every drink in the place was full the night that Mickey died. As Mrs. Shepherd sat in the corner pouring out her grief, Nestor and his gang came tearing down the street. They went into an empty room and a bottle of whiskey stole. They put that bottle with the corks to keep that whiskey cold. That's how they show their respect for Mickey Shepherd. How they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame, and they winked at one another. But every drink in the place was full the night that Mickey died. About 2 o'clock in the morning, after emptying the jug, Ron rolls out the icebox, lit the sea for Mickey's mug. They stopped the clock so Mrs. Shepherd couldn't tell the time. And at a quarter after two, we argued it was nine. That's how they showed their respect for Mickey Shepherd. That's how they show their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame, and they winked at one another. But every drink in the place was full the night that Mickey died. They stopped the hearse on Main Street outside the dance saloon. They all walked in at half past eight and staggered out at noon. They went up to the graveyard so holy and sublime. To find out when they got there, they left the corpse behind. That's how they show their respect for me, Shepherd. That's how they show their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame, and they winked at one another. But every drink in the place was full the night that Mickey died. Well, the night that Mickey Shepherd died is a night I'll never forget. Some of the boys got loaded in a truck, and they ain't got sober yet. As long as the bottle was passed around, every man was there to stay. The Yogi came with a fiddle, some music for the play. That's how they show their respect for Mickey Shepherd. That's how they show their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame, and they winked at one another. But every drink in the place is full the night that Mickey died. Yeah, every drink in the place is full the night that Mickey died.
Ora Carpata, coi tam viaje, ori na dolinu se bim se adive. Tam tishki spivajut slekenka se ukaka, a holosopil. Там чути щодня, там пішки співають, легенька все утака, а ортопілки там чути щодня. Ора Карпата, там сосна росте, там діля пакучі гарненько цвіте, там пішки співають легенько все у какао, стопілки там чути щодня, там пішки співають легенько все у какао, стопілки там чути щодня. Дівчата, як мам, співають, танцюють, все лиш один пак. Там пішки співають, легенько все у кака, а остопілки там чуті щодня. Там пішки співають, легенько все у кака, а остопілки там чуті щодня.
That was Mickey Shepherd himself, along with his lovely wife, Bunny, when they were known as the duo Mickey and Bunny, which was one of the most prolific and popular groups on the Ukrainian-Canadian music scene back in the 1960s and 70s. And that is from their CD, 24 Greatest Hits. That song was Uhorach Karpatach, in the Carpathians. And coming up next, we're going to keep it close to home, relatively speaking anyways. Mickey and Bunny are from Manitoba. Bunny is still in Winnipeg. And up next is fellow Winnipeggers, a group called Kalena from their CD Seam. And here they are now with a tune. You will need your dancing boots for this, by the way. This is a Canadian tribute to Cajun music. Here they are now, Kalena with Stezhichko Moya.
Stezhichka moja, pies ze stryczko ju, meliczko, tłuszko, ona ryczko ju. Uspiechajec ja, bo już trawamy, witerewamy, uczyniawamy. Uspiechajec ja, bo już trawamy, witerewamy, uczyniawamy. Gdyby było im, zanesu prywi, jak to było im. Do kochano i do rumiano i zirkę jasno i polumiano i. Do kochano i do rumiano i zirkę jasno i polumiano i.
Ukrainian programming, tune into Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio on the PCJ Radio Network, Saturdays in your part of the world on AM, FM, and shortwave radio. And remember, you can catch the show on your smartphone via the Stitcher app. As well, Nash Holos airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time in Vancouver on AM 1320 CHMB and in Nanaimo on Vancouver Island, Wednesdays at 12 noon on Radio Malaspina 101.7 FM. If you're a time shifter, you can get the podcast on the Nash Holos page at www.pcjmedia.com and on iTunes, and online you can find us at www.nashholos.com. Do please drop by for a visit. Take our survey. Let us know your thoughts about the show. Sign up on the site so we can stay in touch. And please like our new Facebook fan page. На жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму. Вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Той, хто комусь завидує, нічого з того не скористає. And our proverb of the week translates as, he who is envious of another never gains anything. Well, our time is about up for another program here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Thanks again for joining us. We're going to leave you with one last toe-tapping tune. It is by the Playboys from Edmonton and the Kalameka in C minor. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Till next time, до побачення.
Ой, поїде Хіміна й за Турівщиною, поділ я на машеті суди дівчиноєнко. Ой, пасіче, старий коня, пасіче, пасіче, як я піду до дівчини, сам я ще вернеться. Ще не зробила моя юбка файна. Пам'ятаю, дівчонайко, як вона чудувала, голоту, як ірничайку, звідси воду брала. Щоби я вернав водою, хитаю собою, це ти дуже так за мене, як я за тобою.